All right. I'm setting out the recorder for our first attempt at a podcast. Welcome, for those of you who have listened to podcasts before. I am Kevin.
I'm Madeline.
And we are attempting to look at I guess I'm going to call a maneuver podcast. Me and you, New Universe, Valiant Reading.
Hooray
is right. I sort of put this together, I don't know, last couple of months. I was putting together a couple sets of, Valiant I've been collecting for, oh gosh, years, but someone put to me...
It is a lot.
Yeah, I have a ton. Someone online suggested to pick up New Universe, and for some reason it stuck in my head for the New Universe and Valiant at the same time to try and read them, and I figured what better way to put that together with the actual New Universe than the new Valiant Universe and read them all through. I had no idea about any New Universe comics at all. I'd actually read in my life one New Universe comic years ago. It was either a Psylords or a Psyforce or something from years ago that had X-Men on the cover, and I flipped open to it. Anyway, I've never read any of it. But the plan is to read for the first time through the New Universe, and then a reread of Valiant Universe, at the same time reading the new Valiant that comes out. And I've also been reading on a blog the old Silver Age Marvel comics and doing a comparison sort of month to month or day to day, so I'm sure those will come in as we're going through this as well. The old Silver Age Marvels, your Fantastic Fours and X-Men Origins and Tales to Astonish and Tales to Suspense, and sort of get a feel for all of those going through. Mads actually read some of those old Silver Age, right, Mads?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I read X-Men Origins, Hulk, Spider-Man, Tales, I think that's it.
You read a couple of Avengers, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you put some of those things on there. Yeah. But what's your favorite? Well, let's talk about ourselves for a couple minutes, try to get ourselves on here. Mads, tell them how old you are and your, comic book stuff.
Okay. I'm 11 years old. I'm going to be 12 in June. My favorite comic book is Harbinger. The only way to explain that is I just love the gang, and that my favorite is Flamingo, though.
Okay. Did you read, you read Magnus, too, right?
Yes, I did.
And you read XO?
Yes, I did.
Man of War. Did you like any of those other ones?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
They were good, but they just weren't my favorite. To me, they just didn't step up to Harbinger.
I always, when I think about this, I think about last summer, Madeline being out on the driveway or whatever, writing the names of all the Harbinger gang on the street and thinking to myself, there's not another 11-year-old kid in the universe who knows all of these Harbinger kids from way back when. But writing down Magnus Robot Fighter and that kind of stuff as well. And if you flip through the blog, you can see some of the stuff that she's done. We're going to try to do both sides of this at the same time. Let me tell you myself. I'm a 40-year-old. I've been collecting comic books for, oh dear God, about...
Since he was like my age, probably.
Yeah, a little bit older, but yeah, pretty much. I want to say it was 1985 that I bought my first comic book, so I was a couple
years...
And
what was your first comic book?
Oh dear God.
I've read X-Men, too, yeah.
Yeah, you read a bunch of X-Men. My first comic book that I can honestly remember picking up was West Coast Avengers, and I want to say it was 13, with Graviton on the cover, and it was orange. But it sticks with me because I picked up the 14 one with Hawkeye on the cover, winking.
Ooh,
at
Hawkeye.
The front.
He's coming back.
Yeah, he is.
In Avengers.
Coming in Avengers, yeah. That would be sweet. Yeah, we'll talk about that later on our plans for the week, which are pretty awesome. Yeah, I think that was my first, but I got bitten by the bug back then. I had a friend. You met Kevin, right, Matt?
Kevin Holdsworth?
Yeah. Kevin, oh gosh, and we would just go back and forth collecting, and we, I can remember going, oh my lord, to this biking up probably 3 or 4 miles on my pedal bike to this little hole-in-the-wall dive. It was called Fanfare, and it was a bearded guy in half of an old redistricted house. I think there was a radio station on one side and, you know, 7-8 boxes of comic books there. And I can remember distinctly they had a Hulk number 2 on the wall, which was the Toad Men. I think that was Hulk 2. And I thought...
The Hulk 1 is the Mole Man, but...
Hulk 1 was, just the origin. Fantastic Four 1 is the Mole Man.
Hulk
1 is, Hulk 2 is the Mole Man one. Now, the first stories are all... it's not even Mole Man in the first Fantastic Four. Mole is...
No, I don't think he ever had Mole Man. Well, not that I've read.
And not in the Hulk, no. No. But Hulk, anyway, they had the one with the Toad Men on...
The Toad Men.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was terrible. That was terrible. But, I can remember they had it on the wall.
Hulk is just not very good.
Well, the first one's okay, but the rest of them were really bad.
Hulk is just not very good. Look at my egg.
Nice. Madeline is drawing. Beautiful. I remember reading all of these and going back and forth and back and forth, but I can remember going in and picking up
the Beatles.
even with my grandfather, Spider-Man versus Wolverine in the '80s, and I bought during the classic X-Men time, and
yes, and he has a bunch.
Yeah. Oh.
And the whole collection is worth it. A lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. Yeah, that's fun. But over the last year or so, I want to say I got back into Valiant, picking up things, going on the board, pestering people. A lot of people were pretty good finding things. Some people did some terrifyingly generous things for me. But for whatever reason, talking back and forth, I think it was on the Only the Valiant podcast. If you haven't listened to them, by the way, go listen to those. They're a fantastic podcast. Nice little history there. But talked about Dead Universes and why to collect Dead Universes and looking forward to those. And then back and forth talking with a couple of people on the board. Got a general sense of New Universe. I think even in my first month or so, made fun of a few old New Universe titles and really stepped on some toes of some people. And they said, oh my gosh, you gotta try it out, or, you know, don't make fun of this, people really like that. And I thought, oh, because, I couldn't believe anyone really liked it. So, well, let me go back to my notes a little bit and go a little bit through. Other stuff you do, Madeline, 11-year-old kid.
The Hunger Games.
Yes, you're obsessed.
I'm obsessed. I have read all 3 books at least 2 times. I went to see the movie, and now I am anticipating Catching Fire, so... Yes.
Dad read them as well, and Mom's on her way reading them. We've read those. What else have you read, Mads, that you really liked?
The Lightning Thief series.
Oh, Lightning Thief. That's good.
Mm-hmm. And a couple other Rick Riordan series, or whatever, however you pronounce his name.
Don't worry. We're used to funny mispronunciations on podcasts. That's one of the best things about them.
I've read the first book in his Kane Chronicles, which is pretty good. The first book in the Lost Hero one. So I'm trying to get the second one, but I can't find it, and can't get it on my Kindle, so. Yeah.
Well, the limits of an 11-year-old sometimes. What else do you do? What else do you like?
This is pretty funny, but I like Monster High dolls.
Well, it's dolls. That's fine. You're 11, Mads. We're expecting you to not like, you know, Tolstoy or whatever.
I love Monster High dolls. If you're listening to this and you have a girl over the age of, like, 6, 7, if you have a girl over the age of 6 or 7, yeah, perfect present. They will most likely, if they like Barbies, they will most likely love it, so.
True. What else do you like, Mads? Where'd you and Mom go?
I went to New York just a couple weeks ago. I saw 3 shows, which I love seeing shows. I saw Mary Poppins, which was very good. Phantom of the Opera, which, like, it's the best Phantom of the Opera I've ever seen, but I've been to see it, like, 4 times, so. But my favorite was Sister Act. If you're gonna go see a show, go see it. So. If you're gonna go see, like, any show in the whole universe, go see that one.
Well, my obsessions, in addition to my comic book craziness, I'm a reader, maybe not as vociferous as Madeline. She loves reading.
Vociferous.
You really do it a lot and get into it like crazy. There are times where we've punished you, not punished you, but told you, please put down that book, it's dinner time, or please shut off your light, you need to go to bed now. I think that's great.
I remember another book series I'm in. I'm reading the Secret series. The first book is, the name of this book is Secret, and I'm trying to get the second book from my friend. But, yeah, it was a good book. I finished it in about, like, 2 days.
That's nice. My other craziness, in addition to the comics and reading, and by the way, I don't know, on the 9th Walking Dead trade paperback, and I've never, ever bought trade paperbacks before, but on loan from a friend, thank you, Pinto, fantastic Walking Dead. I'm really enjoying the heck out of that. If you've been living under a rock, grab that, or heck, just make your spouse watch the show. My wife loves it as well, and she is not a comic book person at all. But the reading is amazing, very, very good, and I'll talk about
She won't read Mockingjay.
She's
not reading it.
She's into it. It's tough, Mads. We're parent types, you know.
You're busy, buddy.
Yeah, we're parent types. In addition to my general reading insanity, I love old movies. I love quote unquote 80s music and 80s movies. But I'm also going craft beer crazy in the last few months.
Not like getting drunk or anything.
No, I just. I'm really, like, I'm having a beer right now, and I pulled out one from my old stash at Bell's 9000, and if you can get your hands on this, the only places I've really seen it are right around Michigan. It is made with black licorice, and it is lovely. It is a beer to sip in a tulip glass, and I am doing that right now. They haven't made it for a couple of years, but there are a couple still remaining, so that's my old boredom. For introducing ourselves or whatever, talk about Valiant from here or what goes from here. The thing I'm still stunned about, and I keep coming back to this and keep coming back to it and keep coming back to it, is this is a company that, for the most part, closed down in 2000, and they were alive for 10 years, really. Let's say, even if I count the Acclaim stuff, but skip over the iBooks thing, if anyone's read that piece of trash. The thing I keep coming back to is, this is a company that has been dead for as long as it was alive, and it still has this insane bit of fandom.
Everybody, there are crazy fans still there.
And I keep handing it to people or bringing it up, and initial reactions were lighter. But now that, and kudos to the awesome marketing department, there is really a fandom or a re-emerging fandom. Just on the board tonight, I saw somebody posted brand new, these are the comics I want to fill out my collection or get to that full reading copy. And I'm grateful and thankful that I finished up mine essentially years ago, but re-finished up in the last year. And it stuns me that this amount of fandom is still there. But the with the rebirth of it over now, and again, looking at the Silver Age, I can remember somebody on a podcast months and or years ago talking about how, you know, important events of comic books, Action Comics number one, Fantastic Four number one, and the relaunch of Valiant in 1991. And while that may be a little too extensive credit toward that direction, certainly where comic books had gone or were going at that point really took a major turn. And even looking back on it now, we call them more Dark Ages, or quote-unquote Dark Ages of comics.
D-A-R-K, capitals.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, D-A-R-K, capitals. There's some great things that come out of it, including, of course, Valiant. But the Bridge to the New Universe, and frankly, I didn't even realize this until years later, is, and why to read it, is I've heard Valiant, or more appropriately, New Universe was the trial run for Valiant, that world outside your window, that attempt at it. And I can remember in 1986 or whatever, seeing these books come out and thinking, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. That is a terrible idea. Why in the world would Marvel want to relaunch itself when they have all these great characters? Why set up something that's completely not connected to this fantastic universe that they've got going already? Why abandon ship on what there was? And truly, it was a spectacular failure. I mean, I can remember people joking about it, or being a punchline, or and even looking at people strangely who picked up those comics or invested in them, and even today, to an extent, laughing at people who bought multiple copies, that was in vogue at the time, to buy 7 copies of something, or 12 copies of something, or even 2 copies of something, you might sell it in months or years later, and thinking to myself, there will never be a demand for that. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. But now to look back on it and be such the shooter connection, or that trial run, that was such a spectacular crashing failure. I mean, most of the books being canceled out in, half the books being canceled out in the first year of its run, and...
Uh-huh. Well, I left.
Well, it's, yeah, it was a little bit tragic, but watching Valiant get great success in the early years and then tear itself apart and rebuild and tear itself apart and rebuild and tear itself apart and rebuild so many times, and, well, I really want to look at those things and compare that slow growth and explosion into death versus
Dad, are they bringing back Shadow Man?
Well, I haven't said yet. There are a lot of people who are problematic with it or upset about it. There's suggestions. There's a Tumblr one. Right now, confirmed are Exo Man of War.
I know.
Harbinger. Then the third month is Bloodshot. And I don't know if you read many Bloodshot. Or you read Rye Zero. I know that.
Yeah, I know.
And Archer and Armstrong.
Yay, Archer and Armstrong! That's my second favorite.
Yes, Archer and Armstrong was pretty awesome. Especially if you didn't read past issue 12, which I know you did not.
I like the pretty girl.
What pretty girl? Oh, Andromeda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a pretty god.
Yeah. There was some funny, super stinking hysterical, awesome tastic.
He's like...
What?
Yeah. The one guy's like drunk and the other guy's a half bald guy. I mean, who wouldn't find humor in that?
Well put. Well put. A drunk and a half bald guy. Who wouldn't find humor in that? Nice.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
I've heard rumblings of what's coming next. Peaks. Where we're going, as of yet, Mads, unfortunately, Shadow Man not in the mix. My guess is they'll peek at him or hide him or suggest him. I think it's too good of a character to not put him through. But I'm also, you know, Quantum and Woody are one of my favorites, and that's
way
later.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's Acclaim stuff, Mads, and you are not there yet. But if they come around, or if you have the opportunity,
yeah.
I would certainly look at finding those suckers in your...
I would certainly...
Have you been dipping in my beer over here?
No.
Okay.
I made a promise in my dare report.
That's right. That's very good. I'm glad. I didn't like beer until I was 35 years old, Madeline. I really did not. I truly thought I did not like beer until I tried something a little different.
Craft beer?
Just the little things, like, I don't know, just sort of different-ish stuff, like,
Budweiser.
That's garbage.
At least my dad thinks so.
It's garbage. It is garbage. It's junk.
If you're a fan of Budweiser, we're not meaning to,
No.
Insult you.
I'm insulting you. You may not mean to, but I'm insulting you.
Okay.
Try something else. It's been... If you play beer pong with it, it's not beer. That's my...
What's beer pong?
I'm glad you have no idea. That makes me very happy.
And look it up on the internet.
No, it's not... Yeah. on your super restricted internet searches, you know, no. Mom and Dad are crazy people. But also with the whole set is Silver Age stuff, where Marvel goes from here, or what they've put through, Fantastic Four, X-Men, Avengers, all that, and try and look back at it. And if you have read some of this... You know that it is painfully awful to read much of this stuff.
What?
What? What do you mean?
Are you saying that reading Exo-Manowar is painfully awful?
I am not saying that. Exo-Manowar I loved. I'm saying if you go back through and read, like, the Hulk, for example, versus the Toadmen, that is...
Blah!
Yeah, that's right. What was the guy with the magnet... guy in Hulk?
The magnet dude, I forget.
That was terrible.
I forget that dude.
But you know what I'm saying, Mads, when you're looking at,
I forget the dude.
Yeah, you forget a dude.
Look, this what? Dog, why is this dog wearing a fitness jacket?
I don't know. Let's see.
This dog.
Toadman is Hulk 2, I found it. Toadman in Hulk number 2. Oh my gosh, that was so bad. Now let me see what I can find the other ones that are in here.
We need Magnet Dude.
Mongu, Gladiator from Space.
Ooh, awesome.
What is it? I think it must be in 6. Hulk 6, the Metal Monster.
The Metal Master.
Metal Master, sorry. I'm sorry, the Metal Master. And again, even to insult a little bit on the Fantastic Four, if you've read Infant Terrible, oh, man, that's some painful, painful reading. I mean, outside of Doctor Doom, which is great, and Submariner, which I really...
he's awesome.
Yeah, Submariner may be one of the better Silver Age anti-heroes, that sort of... ambiguity to him. The Puppet Master isn't terrible, but if you're looking at this...
He's weird.
He's not terrible, though.
I like the blind girl.
Yeah, Alicia, she's cool. But, like, Impossible Man, really bad.
Toadmen were the worst.
Toadmen, yeah. The Red Ghost and his team of super apes. don't you remember the super apes?
The team of super apes.
It's
bad. The Skrulls were...
Skrulls are okay. The Skrulls get better. I mean, the Skrulls that turn into cows at the beginning, that's really... That.
The super amazing giant Skrull. Really?
No.
Really?
Yeah, well, I don't hate it. I don't hate the Skrulls. They have a long way to go, and you'll see eventually. But the earliest part of the Silver Age... I think with a notable exception to Spider-Man, which hit the ground pretty well and got a lot of good stuff in it, excepting the Enforcers and the robot thing and the things to teenagers.
Like Magnus.
Well, no, not Magnus.
Robot Fighter.
If you look at some of those Silver Age Marvel comics, they are painfully bad. But important, and especially if you look at where they came from, or what they became eventually, or the long term of it, this shifting group, they're important to comic books today, and that's what I really want to do, is look at those two levels.
I don't know how these people have red scribbled on noses.
I don't know, your sister did that.
Nope, Miss Piggy has a green nose. Okay.
Enough with the red scribbled on noses.
Oh my gosh!
What?
They have red noses!
I don't know.
Red.
Anyway,
Oh my god, that's an Elvis dude. I want to color the Elvis dude.
Well, go color. If you're done talking, just go
I'm
color.
Talking.
Okay. So, I guess what I want to do is look through all of these and get a feel for it. And if you're reading along with the new Valiant, and my guess is you didn't just stumble on this podcast for the heck of it. My guess is if you're taking the time to listen to this train wreck of a podcast, remember, we have no idea what
it's
we're doing.
It's not a train wreck of a podcast.
We're a little train wrecky, but we're enjoying ourselves.
Good for our first one.
I think it's darn good for our first one. I think we're pretty pleased with it.
Oh, look, he's selling a pizza.
But if you found it, you're more than likely reading it, and I just want to offer some perspective or talk about these new comics, especially in perspective of Old Silver Age and Old Valiant, but as well, the new universe perspective. I can't stress enough that I've never read it. I mean, I read the first Star Brand issue and that one that had X-Men on the cover, and I have not read anything else. And the awesome thing about this is if you've got a quarter bin at your local comic book shop, they have New Universe comic books in it. I don't care what it is, and chances are Free Comic Book Day coming up soon. We're here on Sunday, and Free Comic Book Day is Saturday. So if you've got a Free Comic Book Day shop in your area, and they have a quarter bin, chances are they have this comic in there in some sense. So, I'll give you a preview of what's coming up next. If you want to stick with us, and I hope you stick around, what to do for the near future, you need to get your hands on a copy of, first, the X-O Man of War, which comes out for us Wednesday, May the 2nd. It will be in my hot little fingers. Mads, do you remember that the talking thing I showed you online?
Oh, yes.
What'd you say?
That's cool, I think.
You said, I want that.
Yeah, I said, I want that.
As soon as you saw it, you said, I want that. But there's four versions of it coming out on Wednesday. And also get your hands on the Valiant Free Comic Book Day issue, which is coming out on, of course, Free Comic Book Day. And Madeline and I, and I'm dragging my other two monkeys along as well. To Free Comic Book Day.
We are going to go see the Avengers.
Yes, and then we're going to go to lunch. Did you know that Colin actually has hot dogs at the store that day?
What?
He has hot dogs. He has
Who's
hot dogs.
Colin?
Colin's the guy who owns the shop.
Oh.
So we might just have hot dogs that day and then go out for May 5th to get some Mexican food on Cinco de Mayo. Maybe we'll have a Mexican taco bar here at our house. Well, anyway.
Not Mexican taco bar. Mexican restaurant.
We'll see. But it's... The plan is to head out to Free Comic Book Day, then go to have lunch or eat lunch hot dogs at the store, I don't know. Then Rachel has soccer, and then we're going to go see the Avengers this afternoon. But to get prepped up, this week we're watching Iron Man. My other two monkeys are finishing up Iron Man in the other room right now.
What's
watched
it
already, Mads.
I did it!
Well, we're done going in there. And Iron Man 2 tomorrow. And then two Hulks. And Thor. And Captain America. That's
I already
this
watched
week.
Thor, but well, Sarah didn't, so.
Well, if you want to go downstairs, you can watch. If you don't want to watch Thor again, you can head downstairs.
My God.
But Avengers on Saturday. That's the plan. So if you want to join along with us, grab those things. But in addition to that, in addition to your Valiant 12 comics, pick up Magnus 1 and flip through that, because we'll be talking about that. And if you're advanced with us, you can read out Spitfire 1 and Starbrand 1, which are the first new universe comics to come out that month. And again, you can find them for a quarter. And if you're a super advanced learner, pick up Fantastic Four 1 and Fantastic Four 2, and you can join along with us as we go along. Mads, we are closing out this thing. You want
to? We're driving.
Yeah, we're driving out. We're closing out. If you want to say, fare thee well.
Fare thee well.
All right, and
fare thy well.
Fare thy well is correct.
May the force be with you.
Apparently, may the force be with you. Oh dear gracious.
May the force be ever in your favor, Mr. Potter.
Gandalf, the Chronicles of Narnia. Thank you. So, your homework for the week, again, I'll give that to you for those of you sticking around this far into it. XO 12, number 1, and the Free Comic Book Day. Magnus 1, and then Spitfire 1, and Starbrand 1. If you get your hands on it, Fantastic Four 1 and 2. That's the stuff we're talking about. Thanks for sticking around till the end, kids. Have yourself a delightful week.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you, apparently. Goodbye, Mads.
Bye.